Brad, we'll start with you. Question number four. Having lived in America for more than 11 years, I've noticed that taxes, specifically property and sales taxes, continue to go up and never seem to go down. My question is, when can we expect some tax relief or tax cuts, and how would you see those tax cuts being implemented?
That's a great question to answer in 25 minutes. So I'm going to think of a local level. I think that sometimes in a local level we get categorized with Washington and how we work. But let me tell you, American Fork City, we have a balanced budget. And we're required to by law, and if it wasn't, we would make sure of it, because that's important. So we live within our means. And so I would just say, with infrastructure needs the way they are, and I'm going to be straight on, I don't see taxes in American Fork City going down anytime soon, because we have to continually reinvest. All I can promise you is that every dollar that's been paid that pays into American Fork City, in my perspective and in the council that I've worked with and our mayor, is not treated with haste. It's just, we need to do the right thing. Let's be cognizant of these funds and what they are, and let's treat them as precious sources of revenue that we're taking out of people's pockets and reinvest for the future.
I love the move of good news versus bad news. That's always good, right? Here's the good news. We all got these tax notices in the mail. I think it's great they come in November, because that's about, or October, because that's about the time we're thinking about who we're going to vote for. Here's what I can tell you. Our effective tax rate in American Fork has dropped on an average of 6% over the last 3 years, and that's because of the hard work this council has taken. I can tell you just on my own property taxes, I've just dropped. I can give you the numbers, and we can talk more about it, because I want to make sure we have plenty of time here. But come visit with me afterwards. We have dropped those property taxes. Your effective tax rate, again, has gone down an average of 6% per year over the last 3 years, and that's from looking at efficient ways of being able to spend your money. A lot of times we look at these tax notices, and we just look at the bottom line, and they're going up. It's because of the other entities that are involved on that. I wish we could only just show American Fork and highlight it really big and see what good of a job we are doing right now.
American Fork's taxes do face a problem, because we're competing with our county and with our state and the federal government. One of the things that has to be considered is that they are a percentage. When they go up, based on the percentage, and how many of you here have ever seen taxes go down, except for in the Reagan years? The percentage goes up and it doesn't go down. We're taking a greater percentage, not just dollars. With water, our city, at a city council meeting I was at, I saw the surplus that was stored away for water. It might have even reached the limit. Our water rates can be leveled out. As a city council, I'm certain that there are other things that care can be taken to be found and cut.
Again, 1 minute's not fair on a question like this, because it is so involved. I was asked before the meeting, what happens when the bonds get paid off for the water? Do we keep charging those fees? I would hope that any time a bond is paid for, that fee that's been associated with that is then removed. I think that would only be fair. Now, in all honesty, those bonds won't be paid probably until after I die. So I'm not going to promise that I can reduce that particular issue. But I think the concept is you have to look constantly at what's coming in, what's going out, and what are your priorities. And you have to make decisions. And the members of the city council are paid to make decisions for the community. They're not paid to just sit in meetings. They're paid to make decisions, and they need to do that.
Rob, we're going to start with you. Question number five. How do you intend to protect residential homeowners from the desires of developers?
Well, it's kind of ironic. Last night, I was driving home from work, and I thought to myself, I need to stop by and visit two homeowners. There was a project just east of Costco called the IFA development that went in there, and a lot of the homeowners were concerned about that commercial development going in right into their backyards. And Brad and I, on a regular basis, have met with them. Gosh, Brad, when we passed that, this last June. So it's been 6 months of working with them on a regular basis. So you have to balance private property rights of every owner and how do they impact each other. And that's a tough thing to be able to do. But here's what I can commit to you to do. We will use every opportunity that I have and every solution I can come up with to be able to find a balance that we found with that IFA project. Those residents were happy that, unannounced, just popping in to see how things are going, to making sure that their concerns were addressed on a regular basis, that we promised to them was going to happen, is going to happen. And so it's a balancing act, and we have to make sure with private property rights, we respect everybody's rights to develop.
Again, the answer is still in not only with priorities, but hearing the concerns. I've many areas of the city with people I've talked to have concerns. The beautiful fields that were there when I came in are going away. The orchards close to me have been going away. Now beautiful homes have been going in. But this is something the city council has to look at. And not only look at, but the people involved have to have the opportunity to communicate. And many times, they don't know yet. They have to be told. And those are the ways.
I'm a big believer in property rights. And that, to me, means that the person that owns the property can do what they want with that property as long as they're within the city zoning ordinances and the city laws, and they adhere to that, and they don't degrade their neighbor's property or their neighbor's property value. That's easy to say. As has been discussed, it's a balance issue, and you have to work together. If I had my way, this city would look like it did when I moved here in 1979. I lived on 420 West. There was one house between us at Costco. One home. Some of you have been here longer than I have. That's the way I liked it. It's never going to be that way, so we have to work together in the future. And that's the key. Work together with people.
Well, the example that Rob has brought up with IFA, where they're going in by Costco, I think it's one example, but it's a very good example of how we work together with people. Because you had people that lived to the border of that wanted this quaint little neighborhood. And then you had a private property owner that felt like after some infrastructure, that little piece of ground right there started to take on a characteristic of commercial. And so it collided. And so there where the city government comes into play, we come in and we try to solve those issues. It's the proper role of the city council to get involved, and which we did. And we ended up taking it to commercial, and then we worked on solutions to help buffer it through a buffering zone, landscaping issues so they wouldn't have to see it, absorb all the noise, the sound, the smell. So there's one example. Direction to staff and the city staff is huge influence that we have as a council, and we'll continue to do that.
Alan, now to you. Question number 6. Why do you want to be on the city council? And what do you hope to accomplish?
I want to be on the city council because I'm fiscally conservative. I'm strongly fiscally conservative. My when they say skin in the game, I have to smile because that's all I have to be in the game right now. I don't have the money yet, but I will. I want to set in place things that I know will be responsible with my money. I deal with people directly. Not just the people I met, but people who depend on the rates being low, but getting good water, having good roads. These are things that can be set in place, and it's hard because terms are 4 years. When you need a 20-year plan, it's hard because people after you might have something different, but these can be set in place.
Okay. again, my only purpose for running is to serve and to work with the people of this community to do the best I can to help keep this community a wonderful place to live. It is changing, as I mentioned in my last answer. It will continue to change. There are more things that are going to happen over in the Meadows area. There are other areas down towards the lake that need to be developed. They will be developed whether we want them to or not, because there are people down there that have property that other people want to buy and want to develop. And for those people that want to do that, they should be given the opportunity. And as a city, we need to help them do what they want to do. There are other people down there that their great-grandchildren will still farm that land 100 years from now, and that's okay.
This is a question I'll ask myself every day, why? But I think quickly I just say I have a love for this community. I want to see it continue again to prosper. I feel like I bring a good mind frame to see that happen and a good desire. But So fiscally conservative guy, I want to see the city be managed correctly. And I think we're in a good direction. I see little things we can do, and I'm determined to fix them. I wish they could be fixed overnight. Some things can, some things cannot. And so that's one reason I want to see the cemetery expansion continue on, and we want to see a memorial garden put in. That's very personal to me. And I want to see the flag. We're going to have a 120-foot flagpole right there. And again, in 1 minute, I think I have a unique perspective to defend American Fort Canyon. It's really close to my heart, and I will use every power and authority I have as a council member and as a citizen to defend American Fort Canyon.
Brad's right. You ask that time why. Sometimes after a meeting, you get out of it and you got a headache and going, why did I sign up for this job, right? It doesn't pay that well, I promise you that much, nor should it. But one of the reasons why I'm running is there's a good example of it out there. You've got a card in front of you, and it talks about all the problems in American Fork. Why I'm running is because I'm looking for solutions on how to solve those problems, and I feel like we've been able to do that. Over the last 3 years, we were able to absorb the sewer rate increase from the sewer district and not have to pass it on to the residents. Again, Orem's looking at 119% increase this year on their sewer rates. Brad and I got together, and we negotiated with Republic, our garbage service, and we were able to get a 7-year contract to hopefully bring that back and be able to lower our garbage service that we have to pay on a regular basis. So that's what I'm in it for, is to be able to see how we can make the most of our money going forward. We've had problems in the past in the 90s where people perceived there were surpluses and they robbed Peter to pay Paul, and that's what's caused this problem, and I'm not going to create that same problem.
Kevin, we're going to start with you. Question number 7. What do you see as the top 2 priority areas where you want to see the city invest more of our limited resources? And what do you see as our return on investment for those areas? You want me to read that again? Or
3 more times, yes.
There are a lot of questions in there. I don't think it's any surprise or any question to anybody that roads have to be looked at. They have to be a high priority. I've been told that we have the worst roads in the county. I have 2 sons, married sons, that live in Pleasant Grove. You know what they think? They've got the worst roads in the county. Everybody is mad about the roads. That's got to continue to be a high priority. But there are lots of other things that are in the budget, and we need to continue that. We need to continue to balance the budget by law. We need to continue to spend that money. I think the second priority is, amongst all of that, we just need to make proper use of our money to do the best with what we have, do the best we can.
You know, I think the first priority that we have is the thing that nobody else can do. We can deliver you water. Water that you can drink, brush your teeth, flush your toilets, and even water that you put on your landscaping. And there's 2 different sources for that, of course, because one is clean, one is treated, one is not. And so that's a top priority for me. And we get, we have to stay ahead of that. We can't have a disaster in our water system, so we have to continually reinvest into it. And there's hundreds of miles of pipe under the road, and so top priority for me, it'll make sure those things get done and that the water is clean. Another one is roads, for sure. Infrastructure. These are not fun topics, but they're necessary. And so we will continue to do that, pay-as-you-go. We've been given that direction by the citizens to pay-as-you-go, and I will continue to follow that direction and to listen to them. But so continue to prioritize and do the things that nobody else can, and that is roads, water and roads.
One of the great jobs you get as a city council member is to meet with scout groups on a regular basis, because they have to meet with you to pass off certain requirements. And I asked one just this last week that I met with, what happens when you flush the toilet to all that stuff? And the answer they all gave was, it goes to the ocean. And it's kind of funny to think that, right? But like Brad mentioned, infrastructure is probably the number one thing. And I'd say that's also number two for me, is how do we be able to fix our infrastructure that's in place right now? We have made that a priority to repair our roads. Last year, we budgeted $3 million. This year, we budgeted $6 million. That's a double in what we did to fund roads. That's, again, making the most effective use of your taxpayer money to put it where it needs to go. There are five different buckets of revenue the city has to be able to allocate to roads. Some people will take one column and say, well, you decreased it in this column, but yes, we raised it in this other column. And that all has to do with state law and how we receive revenue and all that different type of thing. But the bottom line, I think that's a priority continuing going forward, is how do we continue to provide adequate infrastructure.
The priorities are utilities and roads. We have things that can be foreseen. I spoke with an engineer who worked on the pipe and valve problems on Pacific Drive, and he said these were more than 75 years old. Why did we wait until the only place to get replacement valves and the equipment that can do it is Las Vegas? And they were pretty expensive, by the way. I was there. As mentioned, that the rates were dropped. I was at the city council meeting. It was either three or four city council meetings ago. The rates for trash. And again, I happened to meet one of the guys who was involved in that. And he affirmed, and I was at the city council meeting, the drop was approved. But when the idea of this us paying less was offered, it was moved on. Roads, we've got a problem. When you pave in front of my house and you cut things through, we can plan for these things.